It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in at 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. A lot of stuff to report, but with Elon Musk and the whole deal going on today here in town, let's start with that. It's Lawfare. Larry Krasner, all out. All hell can break loose on an ordinary day, but Krasner is all over this, demanding extra security. And I told Dan when I was coming in, I was blocked off at the art museum. And it seems to me the cop just willy-nilly, all of a sudden, were blocked off there, causing chaos throughout downtown Philadelphia. Added security Larry Krasner needs as he forces Elon Musk to come into town. And they love it. Some of the mob love this in Philadelphia, of course. We'll see when we get to the DA's race coming up, but it's just another example of Lawfare. All that he's done here, Elon Musk, is do something that went away pretty quickly, that may have been legal, and also created some millionaires. What has Larry Krasner done? What has he ever created other than chaos in Philadelphia? The McDonald's yesterday, what a treat. I met so many new people. Now, we handled it. The owner was not there. So the guy was nervous. That was the second in command. Couldn't go near the fryer. No hair nets. Couldn't even talk inside there. Had to go outside.
Really?
Street road.
Couldn't
yeah,
do anything?
That's
oh,
okay.
Come on.
But
no building burgers.
You know, but, you know, it was an example of how people are. They got it. Nobody caused a fuss. We dealt with it. Even though difficult, given that Jim Worthington will be on the show today, was paying a lot of money for a lot of people as they came through the drive-thru. But I did get some sound of listeners, and I can bring back the spirit of what it was like. Just incredible. And President Trump did call Jim Worthington while we were inside. I was delayed because I left here at 3:40. And didn't get there to 5:02. And I didn't miss any directions. There were nothing. Anybody that drives Street Road and Northeast Philadelphia in general, oh my goodness.
Bad.
I mean, it is, when you get something, you know, in your directions saying your next turn is 1.1 miles and it'll be 7 minutes. It's like, what the heck is up with this? And it's Street Road, a major artifact. Somebody's got to do something with that. That would not be Brendan Boyle, though. He wouldn't do anything about it. Mr. Northeast Henry, am I missing him on here? I know I sent it yesterday, right? Maybe you can get that one. I think I said it earlier yesterday. Brendan Boyle was on talking about the difference between what Biden said. We got it. Okay. Here is the dean of Northeast Philadelphia talking about the fact that what Biden said is not as big of a deal as that comedian who attacked Puerto Rico.
Congressman, of course, the other person who used the word garbage in a recent interview is President Biden, who had made a comment saying that Trump supporters were garbage, and they put out a statement saying, they put out the transcript that said it was supporter apostrophe S, that he was speaking about this person singular. But obviously, the Trump campaign has already seized on it. Do you think what President Biden said is helpful?
Well, let's not do the false equivalency thing. I actually read the transcript. It's pretty clear in the same sentence.
Hey, wait a minute. Stop it right there. What the hell school did this guy go to? Give me a call. We'll talk apostrophes, buddy. He probably went to Catholic school. The nuns. I need the nuns up there in Northeast Philadelphia. Did you teach Brendan Boyle? He's going to lecture me on apostrophes because of a guy who is senile and has been senile for a while that he helped to prop up. He doesn't want to say that. So he wants to lecture us on apostrophes and say they don't really think we're garbage. But you people in Northeast Philadelphia continue electing the Boyles. Where's the other Boyle? Where's Kevin Boyle at this part? All right, let's continue. Sorry about that, Dan.
Be clear in the same sentence.
I'm not trying to do false equivalency, sir. I'm just asking, six days out from the campaign, if this is helpful.
He referred to the speaker, meaning the person who was the comedian who said this.
No, he didn't. It's the apostrophe defense. Our buddy Lawrence O'Donnell on the MSNBC show did it. But I wanted to pivot to Nora O'Donnell. Dan, I was on once MSNBC, like what I was, I don't know, I was on shows on MSNBC with her over a 2-week period, 3 or 4 times. And I said, you got to watch it. You can't get a word in edgewise. She never shuts up. She was obnoxious. She now is leaving CBS News as their lead anchor, okay? Listen to what she said yesterday about President Trump not allowing, she used this word, grace to Biden for an error. Why? Why would we allow Biden to talk about people as garbage and not jump on it in the political campaign? Here's Nora O'Donnell.
They had to refuse to understand English grammar. They had to refuse to understand.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, guys. That's I thought it was Lawrence Nora. O'Donnell. Yeah, is Nora O'Donnell in here, the CBS one? I know.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm sorry.
We
my
are
fault.
Now 6 days
no, that was mine.
From
sorry.
Election day, nearly 60 million votes have already been cast in early in-person voting and through the mail. And the latest polls suggest the race could not be tighter. Both campaigns are locking their focus on the battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied in North Carolina and Pennsylvania today and is in Wisconsin tonight. Former President Donald Trump was in North Carolina earlier and tonight is also in Wisconsin. He landed in Green Bay just a short time ago and then pulled this campaign stunt, speaking to reporters from a garbage truck, proof that he and his supporters are giving no grace to a gaffe by President Biden, where he, in his explanation, inadvertently called Trump supporters garbage. This, of course, was in response to that racist joke about floating garbage told at a Trump rally just last weekend. Vice President Harris is distancing herself from the negativity and trying to drive home her unifying message that if elected, she will represent all Americans.
I'd like to have any journalism school right there. There's a journalist, CBS, CBS News, the Tiffany Network, and point out at least 5 things there that show the clear bias in this. Give grace to Biden on this for what was clearly inadvertent. They've done this many times. We could put together a montage of this. It's constant. Nazis, knuckle draggers, white supremacists, constantly edging toward that with Trump supporters. I defy you. The people that were at McDonald's yesterday just could not have been more friendly, more spirited, more fun-loving. They're having a good time around this. It was an obvious thing. You wouldn't be able to pick them out. Oh, that's menacing over there. Better get some more cops there. Did not show him enough grace on this, and they are landing on the apostrophe thing here. Well, Biden was clearly, and we didn't hear the apostrophe. He meant that one supporter, apostrophe S. Supporters, apostrophe S. That's what we're down to with these people. Now, he got fired up. He doesn't know what he's doing, and fired up. And he said what he wanted to say. And Trump masterfully, with the trash truck, with the rift he did on saying he didn't want to wear it, but his people told him he'd look thinner if he wore the vest last night. Yeah, right. He wanted to wear it. He made great use of it in Green Bay. It was pretty crazy. And it made him look thinner. I don't know. I don't know that Death Vest makes you look thinner. He did have to grab at the door handle a couple of times to get in the garbage truck. That is not an easy. I don't know why they're made like that, to be able to have to jump up to that grab on in one motion. Vivek Ramaswamy actually picked up trash yesterday playing with this whole thing in this motif. And suddenly, we don't get basic grammar. Now, a donor to Kamala Harris said that on Twitter, one of her bigger donors, yeah, they are garbage, and that's being polite. Of course he got it said. Of course we've heard this before. They didn't give him any grace with that. Is that journalism, Nora O'Donnell? No, it's not. This is clearly an attempt, because somehow or another, look, do I think this is the end of the world per se here? No. But somehow or another, at the 11th hour, this has struck with a chord with people. Yeah, I'm being asked, did I see the Phil Murphy and CNBC Squawk Box guy who does a good job,
even though
the hair is questionable. Both hairs. Now, damn, this was two questionable hairs at once.
It was, yeah.
With Phil Murphy, he has Mrs. Kim. We've been through that.
And
the
other guy, Joe Kernan.
Yeah, Joe Kernan really overdoes it. I mean, come on now, you got to cover the head, I guess.
Is it Glenn Greenwald, the other one?
That's quite a covering, though. Yeah, I saw this, and even though Phil Murphy's a bit out of the news,
I just need your reaction to this.
Yeah, I saw it. I was going to ask for it. This is a pretty good exchange with Phil Murphy and the CNBC Squawk Box guy.
But we might throw Trump in jail. The Justice Department was not weaponized under Trump. It's been weaponized under the current administration, right?
I mean, Joe, come on. You got to be kidding me.
Okay. I don't know. I haven't seen Trump throw anyone in jail, but I have seen a lot of lawfare against Trump.
There's no rational viewer right now watching this discussion that thinks that Harris is the authoritarian threat versus Trump. There's no one who's reasonable who comes down in that conclusion. How could you?
It's
an awkward interview.
You just look around. I mean, you want me to go over the five cases that we're talking about? Alvin Bragg, you want me to... Those were all misdemeanors, trumped up to felonies after the statute.
So it gets a little flustered, continued there, Dom, but then he finally asks Murphy, just reacts by bringing in Madison Square Garden, which prompts Kernan to ask about Biden.
Did Kernan asked him who does his hair?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm having a hard time believing we're having this conversation. Are you kidding me? Did you see what happened on Sunday in Madison Square Garden? Have you followed what he said?
What Joe Biden said last night, that all the Trump supporters are garbage? And that wasn't a joke. That was the president, sitting president of the United States. And that wasn't some comedian that no one knew what he was going to say. That was Biden himself.
Did you see that?
Trump supporters are garbage?
I saw it, and he said specifically it was about the people who were in Madison Square Garden, and you and I both know that that's what he said.
So they were garbage. Okay.
Stop the record there, Dan. So now Phil Murphy's changed it from the comedian to the people that were in Madison Square Garden are garbage. Those Trump supporters. Maybe Phil had different nuns teaching him, Dan, about apostrophes. Can you imagine Brendan Boyle, that little weasel, right, of Northeast Philadelphia with the apostrophes? Oh, my God. One quick note about Bucks County. We're going to talk a lot about that today and celebrate that. What a victory, Linda Kearns and everybody else. How important that is if you're headed there throughout the day and tomorrow. Give us a call. A woman named Van Blunk, who is the controller out there, said yesterday that they were given, Bucks County this is, $1.5 million from the state for elections in 2023, and $1.4 million, Dan, remains. They were given $2.5 million in 2024. So by my calculus, carry the apostrophe, that's about $3.9 million they have in the kitty. They're welcome to come on and tell us otherwise. That's the controller, Adam Bucks County. My point being, they have resources. Get more printers. Get more special printers. Get more people. They didn't want to do it. They got caught. They're a national embarrassment. So we're going to see what they do today. Yeah, but Dan, you had a little bit more.
Oh, you want the rest?
Yeah. No, I mean, you had something else to say. I
could, no, I'm
okay.
Good. I'm good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Side question today. We have so many side questions in the queue. It's almost some days, let's face it, you come up dry. We sit around. Nah, I don't like that one. I don't like it. Was a brilliant one. Give me a break. Yes. Now.
No. Yeah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I got to do the Scandinavian thing because I'm meeting those Scandinavian guys on the billionaires and all.
I feel like you're doing that for your own, you know, just so you have something to talk about with these guys.
Oh, I am absolutely going to tell them.
It's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. So far, I got Laura Trump. I'm working on Monday night. I got five ruble jokes. If anybody has a ruble joke, I need some more ruble jokes for that rally in South Philly. Come on now. I can't write all this stuff myself. Yeah, so I'll give some to these Scandinavian billionaires that we're meeting there. Yeah, this is what they think of Scandinavia. Is it true? And let them kill 10 minutes.
So what do you think about Pamela Anderson?
She's Scandinavian?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's the quirking of the bat. That's one thing that's notable. Yeah.
Also, she's Canadian-American, but
she's
some kind of Scandinavian.
All right, so we're looking, today is the day completed in, was it 1941 or started in 41? Completed in 1941, the Vaughn at Mount Rushmore. And one of the favorite things on anything to get a good argument is, here's my Mount Rushmore. So rather than having you create your own, we kind of settled on singers would be fun because we can play some of this stuff when you call in. So you give us your Mount Rushmore of singers. I would say, Dan, it doesn't have to be you just think they're the greatest of all time, but you see something in them personally would make it more fun for you. And maybe you add somebody you think is just unbelievable, too. That's a way to do it. I looked at Rolling Stone's 200 best, and they have, and I wanted a female on here, they have Aretha Franklin as the all-timer, and you could make that argument.
That's fair.
So I'll keep her on here. And I added somebody whose voice and their particular songs, her run-up in the beginning to it, are unbelievable. I think Adele is the greatest pure voice, I would argue. I didn't say it gets you emotional. I said voice.
Yeah, no, I get it. I have someone on my list similar to that.
Okay. But for personal favorites to put in there for a lot of reasons, Sinatra, and of course, the one song that does it for me more than any, Lee Greenwood. We're going to play Lee Greenwood a lot on Monday as we go into
really?
Battle.
Really? Like, the guy's got a...
That's
good
enough
voice.
For me. That's enough for me.
But he's got the one song that really sets...
Well, it's the way that he does it. It's the emotion. Remember, it's the totality
he really,
of
he belongs...
It.
He doesn't...
Oh, I think he
over like
he
Elvis, he gets a spot?
I was leaving some for everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you want to give us yours?
Yeah. How about my voice? So I have two unique voices because I really like them. And you're going to be weird that I say this or shocked that I say this, but singers Joe Cocker...
Right.
And Bob Dylan, because I just love the uniqueness of their voice.
Exactly.
And they have so many people that try to be them, but they're not them. For a great all-time singer, I think the best voice of all time that would probably lead the Mount Rushmore is Whitney Houston.
Arguably. Not anywhere near that on Rolling Stone. She's down in like the 30s or 40s. Kind of surprising.
And my contemporary choice is Sia. Pop singer Sia. I love her voice.
Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, we're going to embrace debate here. I'm going to go with a lot of unique voices. I'm going to start with Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go with Tom DeLonge of Blink-182, that very distinctive nasally tone he has.
Man. He's terrible.
Oh, yeah. They're awful. I love it. Jim Morrison, just because he's always screaming into the microphone. And then, you know, I'll finish with one we can all agree on, Karen Carpenter. She always makes me think of Christmas.
Poor Karen Carpenter.
Yeah.
All right,
the group
so
of those.
Here's the thing. You can choose one of ours. It's your list. You can take one of Dan's, one of mine, one of Henry's, because, you know, some of these are going to interact. It's all in the telling. And just maybe hit one or two of them definitively why you chose them. It's eclectic. It's fun. We're not saying these are the greatest voices of all time. There's personal stuff put into this, too.
You're Mount Rushmore of singers, and you got to give us why they're your personal Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and you can take some of those. I'm not taking any of them off the board. That's why I didn't say Elvis. I don't want to get them thinking you're taking that off. All the really, really good ones.
Yeah.
Okay. So hit us with that. We're going to talk with Wally Zimmelong. He'll take you inside. How the heck did they win this yesterday in Bucks County? And if you're headed to Bucks County, even better if you're there. are people showing up and voting? Now, I know that Bucks County solicitors, they sued to say that they want to know the exact hours and locations. They seem to think it's only Doylestown. I think it should be everything. And are they going to make people in revenge work? You know, they're going to have extra people on there today, I want to know. Are they going to try to facilitate it and not punish people for the crime of showing up and exercising their vote? All right, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you want to do is push pound 1210. What are the odds that Joe Biden will not be seen before Election Day in any way, shape, or form? And the apostrophe defense here, hitting you, it was obviously an apostrophe. And you heard Murphy. I'm just talking about all of you that were at Madison Square Garden. You're all scumbags. You're all Nazis. You're all garbage. They know he got it said what he was thinking here, that Trump supporters, he can't stand this. We didn't give him any grace. All right, coming up, I'll give you a little sense of what's happening with the early voting, where it's gone. It is predominantly female. We're not sure what that means. It's across Republicans are early voting in much bigger numbers than before. Here's the thing. Does this mean that Democrats are going to come pouring out on Election Day? I'll tell you next why I can't believe that in a million years. They're down in mail-in voting, early voting, etc. Does that mean Democrats are just storing it all up and they're going to come out on Election Day? I need to have the Election Day forecast. I think there was fire, brimstones, tumbleweeds, locusts, all and up and down the East Coast. All right, 855-839. Oh, breaking news here.
Yeah, breaking news, Dom. This comes from trusted source Newman Price on Twitter. It says, having met Dom show 1210, I can say he has the stature to possibly throw a football 58 yards.
Yes, baby. That guy is one of the most reliable sources on Twitter. 58 yards. Hey, Newman, I like it, but yeah, you may have you overstretched your putting.
Are you sure you weren't looking at Jim Worthington when we made that assessment?
You were right. You're putting a little bit of added pressure on me here at the arm. You know, I was going to throw it up and down Street Road there. I thought that'd be a nice photo op, but I didn't get to it.
I mean, the guy you were with yesterday owns one of the biggest gyms in the area. I'm sure he has a few all weekend.
We're working on him as my fitness guru for the new year. Yes, he's pretty intense. So 2 hours a day, every day, Dan, he works out from 8 to 10. And I said, what would you recommend for my producer, Dan? I described you, and he went, a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, he's coming on today. Let's see if we'll give you a fitness tip, Dan.
You know, I just got a message from Joe. He's jealous.
Joe Alexson has a new title, in-house guru.
855-839-1210. Jump on board. The water's fine. Hit us with that Mount Rushmore on Talk Radio 1210. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. I'm coming to your calls. Oh, a ruble joke coming up. Good. I'm going to write this down. We think, as we were talking our Mount Rushmore thing yesterday of singers, might be a lot to spell out four. So give us the one that you're sure, in your own personal analysis, estimation, that you're sure would be on any Mount Rushmore of singers. And it's up to you to explain why that person, they got to be on there. That might make it, you know, more.
James on Twitter just said Meatloaf. I don't agree with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Out of mine, I got to think about it. Sinatra would be on there.
Andrea Bocelli?
No, Sinatra would be on there. He's called the voice for a reason.
Yeah.
That would be the argument. I mean, you don't get
a title. Sorry.
You don't get a title like that without some reason. So narrow it down to one and tell us why. What's unique? What is so otherworldly to you? They'd be on there, all right? And we'll get a winner out of that. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Gary in Newtown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Good to see you last night. I left before it got crazy when you were interviewing people on the street when the cops showed up.
Hey, Gary, before you go, but Newman Price, can you become my photographer, Dan? I was just looking at that picture on Twitter. Absolutely no gray there in the front of the hair.
Yeah, it's a really good picture, yeah.
That's like a makeover.
I mean, it's only like half your body.
Yeah, that's like even better, but a nice makeover. tell us the secret. Did you Photoshop that and take any of the gray out? But Gary, it was like a Woodstock at McDonald's. Yeah, it was great.
So last night before I stopped at the McDonald's, I stopped over to the Levittown Municipal Building, and the people inside at 3 o'clock were not aware of people being in line by 4:30 being able to vote. So they were stopping people at 4:15 and turning them away. Hold on, it's good news though, Dom. I was over there this morning. I set up a tent for the people who are in line, got some chairs out. They're all red, by the way. No paraphernalia on it, but they're all red. So there's a place for people to sit, get some water, get some shade while they're standing in line waiting to fill out their ballot. But it's still a two-hour wait. The line is at least 200 people long. But the most important part, Dom, is that the Trump Force 47 girl that I was speaking to, Sarah, she let everybody know that if you are in line by 4:30, they have to stay open until they process you through. And I said, it doesn't matter what the people say. You need to make sure the people inside are aware of that. She went inside. She confirmed it. So according to her, if you're in line today in Levittown and by 5:30, you will be processed all the way through.
4:30, you're saying, by 4:30.
If you're in line at 4:30, you're at the end of the line. You will go all the way through.
Now, Gary, you know what's just ridiculous? The solicitors for Bucks County, and we have the Trump attorney on. We have the actual guy who prosecutes these or tries these cases while he's in along. You've heard me with him over the years. He's coming up, so I'm glad you called in on that. They're still contending. They want to know, well, what places do you have to have open and what's the time? You think they would get it, what a national embarrassment they are. And you heard what I just told you, that I've only seen in one place, that it's about $3.9 million, according to the controller, they still have for elections. How do they tell these people in Bucks County they're running a good government?
They're not running a good government. It's evident by everybody that's taking pictures. I'll say this. Unfortunately, it's only 48 hours to get it done. But if we get the line all the way around the block today, I know it's Halloween. It's not a great thing. And I know tomorrow's Friday. But they have to stay open, and they're aware of it.
Good, good. Gary, great work by you. I got to say that. It's always great to see you.
So hold on, Dom.
Yes.
Yeah, my side question.
Yes.
By the way, when you keep saying Frank Sinatra, to me, when you say Sinatra, you say the voice. To me, it's the word that comes to mind is effortless. There is no effort for whatever comes out of his mouth. It's beautiful.
So you go, Sinatra's got to be on there.
Well, no. Because you've taken off the board, I'm going to go with Axl Rose. Welcome to the jungle, baby.
That would love it. What's the reason for that? Just uniqueness?
His voice goes, he goes from anywhere from ballads all the way up to hard rock. And Dan will absolutely agree with me, for sure.
I don't know if Dan agrees. Axl Rose?
And no, I don't.
Okay.
Oh, 100% he's got to be on there.
All right.
Strike one.
Yeah, it's 1-1, and I'll break that tie here coming up. All right, Newman Price, I got to know that camera. I need a camera like that and people to follow me around. That's a great shot. I look to be like 6'4 in that shot. No gray in the hair, nothing. Wish I had a football. All right, Wally Zimbalong, attorney extraordinaire, is next. He's going to tell you what happened yesterday and what happens today as they continue to go back and forth on this big win to celebrate here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Great segue from Gary in Newtown out there in Doylestown, and we'll get you what happened yesterday. More importantly, what happens going forward. I should have known he was involved in this. I was too busy with the details, but our guy, federal attorney extraordinaire. Does he ever lose? Wally Zimmelong joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Wally, congratulations. Can we say the judge said, yeah, I've seen it, Wally. Tell these people to open those offices up and let's get out of here, right?
Well, thanks for having me on, Dom. Yeah, essentially that's what the judge says said yesterday. And, you know, what the judge said was really reflective of what President Trump and Republicans want, which are free and fair elections where voters can vote in any manner that the government says they can vote in. And here, you know, the Department of State and the Bucks County Board of Elections repeatedly told voters they could vote on demand. What that means is they could go to a local county election office, apply for, receive, complete, and return a mailed ballot all in one visit. It was promoted on the Department of State's website. It was heavily promoted by the Bucks County Board of Elections. And that didn't happen. Government officials interfered with folks who followed the instructions and did and sought to avail themselves of a manner of voting that the government said they could utilize. And the beauty of this is really it highlights the ground game of the Trump team and the Republican National Committee. There was a problem that was identified, quickly identified by supporters and by folks that are working with both organizations. That information got to the lawyers, and we were able to quickly put it together, get into court, and get a tremendous victory.
Now, let's talk about that. I saw their solicitors. I saw this late last night. We're going back saying, well, you got to tell us the hours and you got to tell us the locations. For listeners, then, what has been decided by the judge on that, if anything?
Yeah, so there's voting is extended through the end of business hours on Friday, tomorrow, November 1st. So all day at today and all day tomorrow during regular business hours, which means I believe those hours at the main location in Doylestown are 8 to 5. And if you're in line, according to the judge's order, if you're in line by 5 p.m. at the main location in Doylestown, you will be able to apply for, receive, complete, and return your ballot all in one sitting. And if you're at one of the satellite locations, one is in Quakertown, I believe. The other one is in Levittown. I believe that the hours are slightly different at those locations. I believe that those locations close at 4:30. I think the caller before me mentioned 4:30, or you mentioned 4:30. The same thing. Voters will be able to exercise their right to vote on demand early at those other satellite locations. And it's great. And we encourage everybody, you know, this doesn't mean anything unless people take advantage of it and to go out and vote. You have to go out and vote. We didn't go in there just to extend the hours for no reason. We want to go in there because we want people to vote.
Did it
President
come,
Trump wants people to come out to vote.
Well, did it come up what the controller, I would have sent this to you because you were busy at the case, but the controller said in a publication this morning, I saw it, in Bucks County, they got $1.5 million from the state for elections last year. $1.4 million remains from that fund, and they got $2.5 million in 2024. So that means they have $3.9 million that she's saying we believe is unspent. That gets to special printers, more people that you're able to do it. The only thing they seem to have spent on are a bunch of people we believe might be private security that they worked into this to shut these lines down. Did that come up?
There was a mention about budgetary constraints and budgets not being able to, the money not being there to hire additional staff and additional resources, which is absolutely ridiculous. Nothing that the controller says surprises me. I think it was in 2023 where the legislature passed the law. Perhaps it was 2022 where they passed the law, which gave counties, it was the Zuckbucks law, where it took private funding of elections, outlawed private funding of elections in Pennsylvania, and allowed the state to fund election offices directly. And there were millions of dollars given, especially to a populous county like Bucks County, specifically for mail voting, on-demand voting like this. It was absolutely absurd for the solicitor to say they just didn't have the resources to do it. They had the resources, And they chose not to purchase the additional resource, hire additional staff needed to process mail ballots and to handle the influx of on-demand voting. You know, what's also interesting is the Department of State, in the lead up to this election, also reiterated that it stood ready to support local county boards of election with additional resources. And one of the things we asked the director of elections on cross-examination was, have you spoken to the Department of State? Have you spoken to Al Schmidt? He said, no, he's never spoken to Al Schmidt. So, well, if you've never spoken to Al Schmidt, then you never asked him for additional printers. You never asked him for additional shore terminals. You never asked him for additional credentials. You never asked him for any additional resources. And he said, no, I did not. So that argument was absolutely absurd.
And you mentioned something here. Yeah, I want to drill down for listeners and the rest of the media that is, I think, many times incompetent and biased. But you just said something there, too. The shore system. We had people running around while he's saying, well, only so many people can be on the shore system. And you just said there are additional terminals that could be worked into this, and that would have facilitated the process.
Additional terminals, additional credentials for people that wanted to utilize the terminals. And what was also interesting is there was sort of a shifting of the sands argument at the hearing yesterday, where the county first said, well, it was a personnel issue. And then when they realized that that argument was collapsing, they said, well, we just didn't have enough printers. We only have one printer. And the Department of State couldn't give us a printer. So that was the real problem. It was the printer.
Oh,
it was like, come on. The printer is what's disenfranchising people.
Stay tuned for this now, because he's been good in the past. But Wally, this may tell me something. I've been talking. Al Schmidt came on once. It was great. He said, I'd like to come back on again. We've gone back and forth on Twitter, DMing each other, et cetera, and all kinds of my guys and his guys together. Now, all of a sudden, I don't know that he's going to come on anymore, because he'll have to say, yeah, they weren't approaching me. I would have given them whatever they needed, right?
He would have to say that. The director of elections said that he never approached Al Schmidt or anyone at the Department of State to ask for additional help in Bucks County. I thought that testimony was rather shocking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Wally, here's the parting question now. What does this mean, if anything, for Election Day? What's your eye on the ball? In other words, where are you going next in this? I see this. Look, this Judge Seisler is bad news here on Commonwealth Court, muddying the waters again about if you send your ballot in correctly, they have to accept it and all the rest of it. We've been through this. The big argument is, she and a bunch of judges on the Commonwealth Court don't run the United States elections. The legislatures in the state do. They have legislated this. Unless it's a form that rises to the level of discrimination, then you got to follow what the legislature set up. Am I summarizing it? What's going on next here with this?
Yeah, I do think courts should follow, like the court did yesterday, what the statute says.
Right.
I'm a strict constructionist. I think that the proper way to interpret statutes is by their plain and ordinary meaning, and you apply what the statute says, and you don't read additional terms into a statute. But often judges do that. What I think going forward is, I think this is going to be an extremely close election, Dom. I think it's going to be extremely close. In an extremely close, highly charged election like this, I think there's going to be battles. What those battles will be, I don't know. This was a battle. This was a battle that was won successfully, thankfully, by President Trump and the Republicans, who wanted to see free and fair elections conducted here in Pennsylvania. And I think we're going to see, especially if what I hope to be the case, President Trump in the lead after Election Day, I think we're going to see an onslaught of litigation by Democrats, by their allies, trying to prolong the vote, interfere with the count, and to do something to winnow away President Trump's lead. But one way that we can prevent that from happening is to completely swamp the vote, make sure that President Trump's lead after Election Day is insurmountable. And the only way we can do that is if people go out and vote, vote, vote.
Absolutely. Wally, well done, as always. Thank you. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So Fox News just played an ad, George Clooney talking to men about this election. Oh, my God. But I want to play for you the worst. Julia Roberts, who is a dope, I've heard her on interviews, not just as an actress, talking to women about secretly voting for Harris You know you want to. Don't worry about your husband. My God.
That's creepy.
Does it get any more cringy, creepy than this? Hit us on the side question, too. Who is that singer that should be on the Mount Rushmore of singers? Today, it was completed in 1941. 855-839-1210. You get on board. If you're headed to vote, you heard what Wally said. Gary telling us pretty nice lines there. Get in there. Guy Shiraki just sent me something really good on what he thinks is happening here so far. I'll give you that. He is the man on this. I'll give you a little bit more on that coming up. Hey, the NBA is back. And FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook, wants you to catch all the action. Right now, FanDuel is giving everyone 3 months of NBA League Pass. All that you have to do is catch every tip-off and buzzer beaters, place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass courtesy of FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom to make every moment more this season. Make every moment more with FanDuel, which is the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to have 21 plus, you have to be, and present in Pennsylvania after 3 month free trial. The full price of League Pass will be automatically charged monthly. Cancel anytime. No refunds, terms, restrictions, and embargoes apply. Limit one per customer. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem, 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, that was my vote, but it could be yours, too. You make the case. That one singer that belongs on Mount Rushmore, we had to curtail it a bit. People are overwhelmed with this. Good side question today. Going to play you Julia Roberts telling women, don't be afraid of your husband. You're going to vote secretly. No one will know. Here's one of the latest Harris ads.
Your turn, honey.
In the one place in America where women still have a right to choose.
Oh.
You can vote any way you want. And no one will ever know.
Did you make the right choice?
Sure did, honey.
Remember, what happens in the booth stays in the booth. Vote Harris Walls. Vote Common Good is responsible for the contents of this ad.
Oh, God. All right, okay. And Mark Cuban, another dope. Now, I give him credit. In one area of life, he is a genius, and then that's it. The rest, I think he doesn't know anything, or he's limited, very limited. The problem is Trump is not easy with strong, intelligent women. Here we go again. He can't deal with that, can't be a strong, intelligent woman, be associated with Trump. All right, honey, how did you vote? My goodness. All right. And the apostrophe battles. We've seen that play out already now. Brendan Boyle, pride of Northeast Philadelphia. It was an apostrophe, I tell you. That's what Biden was. The apostrophe threw him off there as he was looking at his screen. All right, we're going to talk with Jim Worthington next. Jim is the one who put on the big event at McDonald's, secured that for President Trump, and President Trump called him while we were at McDonald's yesterday. And Guy Shiraki's got some really good insight. I'll have to more tomorrow, I'm sure. On the early voting, what does it mean so far? I wouldn't be fearful of this. Women are turning out, but Republicans are doing tremendously better than they did the last, off the charts. Does that mean, and I'm going to see if he has any answer, Dan, the Democrats are going to show up more on Election Day? Now, historically, you know the joke. I would say here in Philadelphia, I hope it's 5 degrees below zero. Meteors hit somewhere. Why? Their vote's not coming out if it's rough. We know the Republican vote, they're going to go over broken glass for a candidate on Election Day. The mail-in ballot was an equalizer. They were able to do the mail-in ballot in 2020. So are we seeing from this that they're not going to do the mail-in ballot, but they're coming out on Election Day? They're just waiting? I don't see the signs of that. I think Democrats don't see it either, that that's what's going to happen. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. A little bit later on, we'll talk with Linda Kearns. Got another couple of updates. This is going to be ferocious from now until at least next Friday, I'd say. Phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network,
T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.